Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The left fielder, Harry Walker. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy Hansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Andy Hansen. And now, play ball. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verbin. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Verbin steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verbin scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jeffcoat out. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gustine. The throw from Cooper and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gustine scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Smalley scores. Verbin goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Red Webb now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat, who is chasing the ball. Marshall reaches third base with a triple. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mize moves to second. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Webb covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jeffcoat out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman strikes out. Walker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lockman out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin misplays the ball. That's an error on Verbin. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Verbin hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rigney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Walker for a passed ball. Webb moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webb moves to third. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it and throws to second for the out. Webb scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Thompson moves to third. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. Emil Kushnow pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Rigney fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mize. The throw from Walker and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rigney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Kush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Verbin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat who is chasing the ball. Gordon reaches third base with a triple. Lockman scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. One out. It's 6-4, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Dewey Atkins now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Mize moves to second. It's 8-4, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. Webb goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. It's 11-4, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Webb covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first, with Atkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gordon. Gustin moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dewey Adkins. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gustin scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-5, Giants. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Verbin hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.